Zogt Eilige Mishnah weiter, Masecht des Meiser Sheni, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Peiros Shenigmar Malachdan. We have peiros that are totally finished. Whatever you have to do with these peiros were done, that means it's now Tevel. You're not allowed to eat it until I separate Trumasi Maisers. Now, different types of peiros have different shiurim, what's called Nigmar Malachdan. We learned that in Masecht des Maisers. But more or less, it's the last malacha that's done with these peiros out on the fields before you bring it into the house. Once that's done, it's nigmaru malachtoi, and it's tevel. Now what happened here is interesting. Somehow, v'avru b'sach Yerushalayim, he brought it into Yerushalayim and took it out of Yerushalayim, all while it is still tevel, while he didn't separate the Trumasi Maisers from it. Zakta Mishnah, yachzer maser sheni shalem. In other words, when you separate the maser sheni from this, you have to bring them back up. They should be eaten in Yerushalayim. Well, can't I redeem them for money? No, not peiros that were already in Yerushalayim. Yeah, but when they were in Yerushalayim, it was still tevel. Doesn't make a difference. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. We say, kol tu mechitzais, the mechitzais, the walls of Yerushalayim, take in the kedusha of Maaser Sheni and lock it in place, even before you separated the Maaser Sheni. So in the previous mission, we already learned Maaser Sheni peiros that come into Yerushalayim cannot be taken out. And if they are taken out, you can't redeem it. You have to bring it back in. Our mission is saying the same is true for peiros that were in Yerushalayim, even though they weren't Maaser Sheni yet, because you didn't separate the Maaser Sheni yet. And this is based on the halacha that matana shalehurmu kimi shahurmu damya. Even though I didn't separate the Maaser Sheni yet, but l'maisa, it's inside here. But, says the Mishnah Vayter, if I have peiros shaloi nigmaru malachdan, they weren't finished yet, so the chiyuv maaser, the full chiyuv, the separate maaser, didn't click in yet. For example, sali anavim, I have baskets of grapes, lagas. These baskets were lined up to go to the gas, to the wine press. Or te'enim, I have baskets of figs, lamoksa. The plan was to take them to an area where you spread them out and they dry. So these are loy nigmaru malachta. They're not mechuyev in maisers yet. If my plan was to eat these grapes, they would be nigmaru malachta, but that was not my plan. So Beshamim and the Beshamim say, if these peiros came through Yerushalayim, yachzer maaser sheni shalehem b'yachol b'Yerushalayim, no difference. You have to bring them back and eat them in Yerushalayim. In other words, according to the Beshamim, any peiros that come into Yerushalayim have to get back to Yerushalayim. You can't change it to money, it makes no difference whether it was nigmaru malachtan or loy nigmaru malachtan. Whereas Ubesilam and the Besil say, if they were never nigmaru malachtan, then yipada, you can redeem it, v'yayachol b'chol mokem, and eat it wherever you want. So in other words, I have my baskets of grapes that are headed for the wine press. I have my baskets of figs that are headed to a drying area. They came through Yerushalayim, now they're outside of Yerushalayim. No problem. Redeem it, eat it wherever you want, bring the money to Yerushalayim. Meaning that when these peiros were in Yerushalayim, there was no chiyuv of Maaser Sheni yet. Therefore, the mechitzos were not koilet them. At least not according to the Beis Hillel. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda has a totally different mesayid as to what the machloikis is between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, I mean, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says, Mishum Reb Yaisi in the name of Reb Yaisi. This is not what the machloikis is. There's no machloikis about peiros shalei nigmaru malachtan. If you have these grapes that are headed for the wine press, or figs that are headed for the drying area that weren't finished yet, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, even Beis Shammai agrees, sheyapadam maaser sheni shalem, if they came through Yerushalayim and left, redeem it via yachol b'chol makom, you can eat it wherever you want. You know where the machlokes is? Al peiros shenigmaru malachta. Let's say you have a basket of grapes that's not headed for the wine press. It was intended to be enjoyed as grapes. It's finished. The Beis Shammai say it came into Yerushalayim, went out of Yerushalayim. No, yachzer maaser sheni shalem v'yachol b'Yerushalayim. Even though you're only separating the maaser sheni, once it came out of Yerushalayim, you have to bring it back. Ubeis Hillel and the Beis Hillel say, you didn't separate the Maaser Sheni yet. So the fact that it was in Yerushalayim is of no significance. It came in, it came out, you pod it, you can redeem it. The Kedusha goes off to the money. and you can eat those peiros wherever you want. You don't have to bring them back to Yerushalayim. And that's because, explains the Bat Tanura, according to Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Shitas Beis Hillel is Matana Shalahirmu Lav Kamisha Humur Damyan. We don't say. For example, if you didn't separate the Maaser Sheni yet, but it's still inside, it's going to come from here. And therefore the Maaser Sheni wasn't Yerushalayim. You didn't separate it yet, it's not Maaser Sheni. Or it could be, says the Bat Tanura, even though normally we say, look, the matanis that are supposed to come from this pile, even though you didn't separate it yet, it's as if it's in there. That may be in regard to different halachas. But in regard to this halacha, that once it's in Yerushalayim, it can't leave Yerushalayim, which is Exeyda Drabanan, as we explained earlier. It's the Drabanan who said that once the payers are in Yerushalayim, don't take them out. So here we're Mekel. Lamaisa, the halacha is not like Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, says the Bat Tanura. The halach is that the machloik is by Shammai and by Hillel is on Peiris Shaloi Nigmaru Malachdan. But if it was Nigmaru Malachdan, everybody holds you can't redeem it outside of Yerushalayim. Weiter says the Mishnah, V'hadmai nichnas v'yotze v'nivda. So we're back to Demai again. Remember, Demai are Peiris that I bought from an Am Haaretz or got them from an Am Haaretz. It could be that the Am Haaretz did not separate maases properly, even though he probably did, but there's a chance that he didn't. The Rabbanan said there are certain maases you have to take again. One of those maases that you have to separate, just in case he didn't, is Maaser Sheni. So Zok the Mishnah v'hadmai, everybody is Maida. If I have Tevel of Demai that I got from an Am Haaretz, and I'm supposed to take off Maaser Sheni, but I didn't do it yet, and somehow these peiros nichnas came into Yerushalayim v'yaitza and left Yerushalayim, the din is v'nivda, you can redeem it, even though it wasn't Yerushalayim and it left, no problem, you can redeem it. The chiyuv to separate Maaser Sheni over here is only midrabanan, like we discussed earlier, there's a good chance the Am Haaretz really did it already. And the whole inyan that you can't redeem peiros once they leave Yerushalayim is also just an isur d'rabanan. So therefore, under these circumstances, they weren't machmir, and both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would agree. The mechitzas were not kultos. Your d'mai that came in and out, just take off Maaser Sheni wherever it is, and you can redeem it if you want, and bring the money to your Yerushalayim.